Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotees, Part 5, Final Instructions to Sanatan Goswami. The perfectional stage of spiritual life, which one can experience even while being within the material world, is described in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as follows, where Krishna instructs Arjuna, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karana evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadhuka sukha kshami santushta satatam yogi yatatma dridha nishchayaha mayarpita mano budhir yo mad bhakta same priya. One who is not envious, but who is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think him or herself a proprietor, who is free from false ego, and who is equal both in happiness and distress, who is always satisfied and engaged in devotional service with determination, and whose mind and intelligence are in agreement with me, he or she is very dear to me. Yasman no dvijate loko, loka no dvijate tuya, harshamarsha bhayodbe gayar, muktoya satcha me priya. And that devotee for whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anxiety, who is steady in both happiness and distress, is very dear to me. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gata vyataha sarvarambha parityagi yo me bhakta same priya. A devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and who does not strive for some result, is very dear to me. Yo na rushyati na dveshti, na shochati na kangshati, shubha shubha parityagi, bhaktiman ya same priya. One who grasps neither pleasure or grief, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, is very dear to me. Samakshatrau cha mitre cha tatha mana pamanayo shitoshna sukha dhukeshu samak sanga vivarjitaha tulyaninda stutir mauni santushto yena kena chit aniketa sthira matir bhaktiman me priyo nara. And one who is equal to both friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contamination, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any particular residence, who is fixed in knowledge and is engaged in devotional service, that person is very dear to me. Yetu dharmamritam idang yathoktang paryupasate sraddhana mat parama bhaktaste tiva me priyaha. So one who follows this imperishable path of devotional service, and who completely engages him or herself with faith, making me the supreme goal, is very, very dear to me. But even if one is not situated in such a transcendental position, if he or she simply approves of such a transcendental life, then one also becomes very dear to Krishna. Chirani king bhati na santi dishanti viksham naivangri pa parabrita sarato api ashushyan rudha guha kim ajita avati no pasanam kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhana duramadandhan. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the devotee should always remain dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and that as far as one's material necessities are concerned, one should be satisfied with whatever is obtained without endeavor. In this regard, Shukadeva Goswami advised that the devotee should never approach a materialistic person for any kind of help. For as far as one's bodily necessities are concerned, one can pick up torn clothing out of the street. One can take fruits offered by the trees. One can drink water which flows from the rivers. And one can live in a cave constructed by nature herself. And even if one is unable to do all of these things, one should nonetheless completely depend on the Supreme Lord, understanding that Krishna provides everyone with food and shelter. One should understand that the Lord will never fail to care for His devotees who are fully surrendered unto Him. In any case, the devotee is always protected, and therefore, one should not at all be anxious for one's maintenance. Sanatan Goswami thus inquired into all phases of devotional service, and Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatan most confidentially from authoritative scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya referred also to the Vedic literature known as Hari Vamsa, which gives information about the transcendental abode of Krishna. This information was disclosed by Indradeva when he offered his prayers after being defeated when he challenged the potency of Krishna. He stated that although birds and airplanes can fly, they cannot reach the higher planetary systems. The higher planetary systems begin with the sun planet, which is situated in the middle of the universe. Beyond the sun, there are other planetary systems where persons who are elevated by great austerities and penances are situated. The entire material universe is called Devi Dham, and above it there is Shiva Dham, where Lord Shiva and his wife Parvati eternally reside. And above that planetary system is the spiritual sky, where innumerable spiritual planets known as Vaikunthas are situated. Above these Vaikuntha planets, there is Krishna's very own planet known as Goloka Vrindavana. The word Goloka means planet of the cows, because Krishna is very fond of cows, so therefore Krishna's abode is known as Goloka. This Goloka Vrindavan is larger than all the material and spiritual planets put together. In the prayer contained in Hari Vamsa, Indradeva admitted that he could not understand the situation of Goloka even by asking Lord Brahma. And so, those who are devotees of the Narayana expansion of Krishna attain the Vaikuntha planets, but it is very difficult to reach Goloka Vrindavan. Indeed, that planet can be reached only by persons who are devotees of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Sri Krishna. And it was Indradeva himself who thus admitted to Lord Krishna, "My Lord, you have descended from that Goloka planet in the spiritual world, and the disturbance which I have created was all due to my foolishness." Therefore, Indra begged Lord Krishna to excuse him. The last phase of the pastimes of Lord Krishna is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, and is known as Maushala Leela. This includes the mystery of Krishna's disappearance from this material world. In that pastime, Krishna played the part of being killed by a hunter. There are many improper explanations of the last portion of Lord Krishna's pastimes, such as descriptions of the incarnation of Krishna's hair. But Lord Chaitanya properly described these pastimes and gave them the right interpretation. As far as the incarnation of Krishna's hair is concerned, there is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vishnu Purana, and in the Mahabharata. There it is stated that the Lord snatched a gray hair and a black hair from his head, and that these two hairs entered into the wombs of two queens of the Yadu dynasty, namely Rohini and Devaki. It is also stated that Lord Krishna descends to this material world in order to vanquish all the demons. But some say that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk within this universe. In his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami and his commentator, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushana, have discussed these points fully and have established the exact truth. Also, Srila Jiva Goswami discussed these points in his Krishna Sandarbha. So when Lord Chaitanya finished his instructions to Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sanatan, being empowered and enlightened, was so transcendentally pleased that Sanatan at once fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and prayed, "I am born of a very low family, and I have always associated with lowly people. Therefore, I am the lowest of sinners. Yet, you are so kind that you have taught me lessons which are not even understood by Lord Brahma, who is the greatest being in this universe. By your grace, I have appreciated the conclusions which you have taught me. But I am so low that I cannot even touch a drop of the ocean of your instructions. Thus, if you want me, who am nothing but a lame man, to dance, then please give me your benediction by placing your feet upon my head." Thus, Sanatan Goswami prayed for Lord Chaitanya's confirmation that Lord Chaitanya's teachings would actually evolve within his heart by the grace of Krishna. Otherwise, Sanatan knew there was no possibility of his being able to describe the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The purport of this is that the acharyas, or spiritual masters, are authorized higher authorities. Instruction alone cannot make one expert. For unless one is blessed by the spiritual master or acharya, such teachings cannot become fully manifest. Therefore, one should seek the mercy of the spiritual master so that the instructions of the spiritual master can develop within oneself. After receiving the prayers of Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya placed his feet upon the head of Sanatan, giving him his benediction, so that all of his instructions would fully develop in Sanatan. Thus, Lord Chaitanya described the ultimate stage of love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya said that such a description cannot be given very elaborately, but that he had informed Sanatan as far as possible. The conclusion is that anyone who attentively hears these discourses and instructions of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami very soon attains to Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotees, Part 5, The Final Instructions to Sanatan Goswami, recorded August 8, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.